With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both speeding toward the finish line ahead of Election Day. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from his Blue Wall States tour.
In the final hours of this 2024 campaign, both presidential candidates are making their final stump speeches as they visit toss-up battleground states. Harris is spending all day here in Pennsylvania, from Pittsburgh in the west to Philadelphia in the east. Trump has four rallies in three states on his schedule. Before closing out in Michigan, he'll stop twice in Pennsylvania, including here in the Pittsburgh area. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
Also at SRNnews.com, North Carolina setting a new record for early voting. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
The State Board of Elections says nearly 4.5 million North Carolinians cast their ballots early this year, including 4.2 million who did so at in-person voting sites. That far exceeds the previous state record of 3.6 million in 2020. Many feared that after Hurricane Helene caused widespread damage in the western part of the state, voting might be impacted. Instead, state officials say turnout in the 25 counties hardest hit by the storm was 58.9%, about 2% higher than the statewide average. Bob Agnew reporting.
With inflation continuing to cool, the Fed is set to cut interest rates for a second time this year on Thursday. The Fed's policymakers are on track to cut their benchmark rate by a quarter point to about 4.6% after having implemented a full half-point reduction in September. A new tropical storm expected to form in the Caribbean and will bring heavy rain to Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and later to the southeast U.S. The Dow dropping 215 points, the NASDAQ 2 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new project for the United Methodist Church.
The UMC General Commission on Archives and History has opened a resource center at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey, that focuses on gay Methodists. Earlier this year, the UMC voted to abandon its Book of Discipline and its biblical statutes, formally embracing same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. That decision also formalized a split in the denomination that has seen thousands of churches abandon it and tens of thousands of members quit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on protesting outside abortion clinics has gone into effect in England and Wales. However, it leaves a question mark over whether pro-life demonstrators who pray silently will be breaking the law. This statute bars protests within 150 meters of clinics. It also makes it a crime to intentionally influence the decision of a woman seeking an abortion. This is SRN News. Saudi Arabia and allied oil-producing companies say they will postpone a plan to gradually increase oil output until the end of the year.
No reason was given for the move, which comes ahead of the U.S. presidential election on Tuesday. In June, OPEC said 2.2 million barrels a day in voluntary cuts were extended until September, but would then gradually be reduced month by month until they were eliminated by September 2025. OPEC later extended the cuts until November. On Sunday, they extended the cuts again by 1 month.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the recurrent storms in eastern Spain that led to massive flooding last week and killed over 200 people, mostly near Valencia, now dumping rain on Barcelona, prompting authorities there to suspend commuter rail service. Three Chinese astronauts returning to Earth after a six-month stay on the Tiangong space station. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.